Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So if you have been on our Facebook page, the most we're going to try to do this often, the most important internet debate ever. Today's version of the most important internet debate ever, I think, is gross.
Listen, we did abortion in the first hour. It's okay if we lighten up a little bit for a while. You know what I'm saying? It's fine.
That's very, very true. Oh, big announcement, 1 o'clock. Be listening.
And
be
we're
listening.
Giving away at the end of this hour.
Yeah, another $50 gift card to the Hy-Vee Market Grill. That's right. That's okay. Right.
Out of Forbes.com, you know it's a big deal if Forbes is doing the story. Like, that's legit. Okay. That's not BuzzFeed.
Right.
This is that Forbes.com is smart people and stuff. There are major questions that will always generate substantial debate, like what's the meaning of life and is my cat plotting to kill me? Then there's the following poll question posed on Twitter that's already resulted in over 700,000 votes and over 2,200 responses. Do you wash your legs when you take a shower? Yes or no?
That's the question? This is what's getting thousands of people involved?
Many people did not just answer yes or no, but offered explanation for their stances, which then brought on more responses, which led to more responses. And then there was an exchange that got over 250 replies that I cannot read to you on the air about things in your pants all day. Did we put this poll out or are we just asking people?
We're just asking, and it's on Facebook. You can see, by the way, this Arpwell person, just a guy. Just a dude, lives in D.C., he's got 6,000 followers, that's it. He's nobody. He's nobody important.
No, he just asked a question that somebody liked and people responded to. And so I'll ask this, and please keep this clean, ha ha ha, so to speak. What else do you not wash in the shower?
Oh boy.
That you feel like you should, or that you acknowledge maybe should be washed? Like the top of your feet.
Why wouldn't you wash the top of your feet?
I'm just saying, because water hits it constantly. When the water is streaming down, water hits the top of your feet. Why don't you wash your legs?
The fact that this is a question and it's got 700,000 votes, it grosses me out. All right. But why wouldn't you wash your,
Wicket, why wouldn't you shower every day? But we've talked about, I'm not saying you're awful. I'm not saying you're bad for it. You're not the only person.
I know.
But. Some people don't shower every day.
I'd say I do 5 showers a week now.
But still,
that's more than when I started working with you.
But you used to not, used to be kind of an every other kind of a thing.
Yep.
So is that, at least they're washing other stuff.
Right.
They're just not washing their legs.
Do you wash the bottom of your feet?
Yeah. Yes, but I also feel like the bottom of my feet are getting clean anyway because they're standing in the shower.
When I shower,
standing there, water is hitting them.
Start with the face, then to the only thing I probably don't consistently scrub every day is my back.
That makes sense.
But I also, if I'm going to get dirty, my back is probably the last part of me to get dirty.
Not if you sweat.
But I have a lot of hot water hitting it for 20 minutes or 10 minutes, however long. I've got constant hot water hitting my back.
But no soap.
Shampoo runs down the back. Shampoo runs down my back.
This is going to be great. This is all the explanations for why we don't do the things that we should.
But, I wash my butt, and I wash the upper part. The lower back always gets washed, and everything in the frontal region. I wash my legs every day. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm 50%. Most of my body is leg. I'm all limb. so I definitely do. I absolutely
what else
do.
You wouldn't. So, okay, so 22980. Are there other things, because I'm not seeing your name, do you wash your legs? Yes or no? And I think the top of the feet is the other thing that some people are not going to do. Do you wash your feet in the shower?
Every time.
Because I think people are going to say, like me, I'm standing in the shower. My feet are getting all of the soap. Same reason you don't wash your back. Your feet are getting you're getting all the soap. Now, I would say they're also getting the soap with all the rundown from all the dirt.
There's a lot of hot water.
But that's the same thing about your back. It's getting the soap and the hot water, but it's also getting the dirt from everything that's streaming down your back also. So what else don't you wash that you should every time? The hair debate, that's not a big deal.
Some people don't wash the hair because of the oil thing, right? They want to.
Especially you get older, your hair is really dry, especially if you're a woman.
Is that a thing?
I wash it every time. I do not understand the people that don't wash their hair every time they shower because I just.
You want it to be oily and have body?
It doesn't feel clean to me. If you get out of the, if I go through all that work and go into the shower and I don't wash my hair, I don't feel clean. You know, the rest of me is clean, but my hair is still disgusting? No. I don't, maybe I'll have dry hair as an old woman, but that's fine. Maybe I'm stripping away all the essential oils. I'm going to have awful hair as an old woman. Fine. That's all right.
576-7798. Does anybody not wash their legs? Like, one person on, because a lot of people on Facebook have said, why are you even asking this? But Scott says, no, the soap drains down and washes your legs. Why waste the time? So if that's the case, do you just wash your hair?
Yeah, just the top part and all trickles.
The top part, and then it's, look, we know trickle down is an abomination and a failure economically, but trickle down body washing? That's a thing?
Okay, somebody asked, do you wash the back of your ears?
Yeah.
In the shower.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you wash your legs? That seems like a strange question also, but why wouldn't you?
Because to me, that's just like you're doing your hair and then you're just.
Yeah, that's an easy thing to get.
Yeah, your hands are there already.
And it feels good. Like that's a good little space to massage right there.
My dog likes that too.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it's really good like to massage your head. That's the best thing ever.
Christy writes on her Facebook page, I don't wash my back.
Is that going to be the most common answer?
Maybe.
Of what you don't wash, because we don't all own the pole with the sponge thing.
576-7798. This is going to gross you out as I read it, but Kayla says she doesn't wash her legs. Quote, if I don't, I'm sorry, she does, excuse me. She does. If I don't, the dead skin cells clog my razor. Because you.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
So that's why she always does. She says, if I don't. Then the dead skin cells clog my razor. I have stuff spilled on me at work regularly. I have a child and friends with kids who I run around with in the mud and random weather elements causing mud to splash at my legs. So why wouldn't you? Well, Kayla, if you don't have kids, don't run around in the mud. And if you're a guy, maybe you potentially wouldn't, like Scott doesn't
on
her Facebook page.
That's a good argument for a woman to wash her legs. She's absolutely right. Yeah. So when you go to shave your legs, then there's more buildup on your razor then. I don't know what guys are going to say to that.
So this poll that this guy put out has got those it's now up to 850,000.
That's crazy.
It's 80-20.
Which direction?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
What's 20% of 842,000?
They think their legs don't get dirty, and just like you don't wash your back, they're thinking the soap just kind of hits it anyway.
168,000 people on this poll don't wash their legs.
Yeah.
So 20% of your friends don't wash their legs.
But let me just ask this.
There's
though.
A lot of gross, especially the upper region.
But that's a different thing.
That's up here?
That's different, though.
Thighs?
No.
Upper thigh?
Well.
Thighs?
Here's what I guess I think. Here's what I heard when you asked me, do you wash your legs? Maybe we should have been more specific. I thought knee down. Isn't knee up kind of obvious that you're going to do that part?
I don't know. I would think.
I don't want to.
I would think.
For you guys?
Yeah. It gets swampy in there.
Yeah. So doesn't your thigh kind of come naturally? So I guess I was thinking, like, do you wash knee to ankle? Is the part of the leg I was thinking of.
It's all leg. It's hip to ankle. That's all leg. So 20% of the people that you know, because this poll has 700,000 people worldwide.
Yeah.
20% of the people you know don't wash their legs. And just kind of let maybe they clean the junk.
I got people telling me they only go to the knee.
Only like knee.
They wash.
They
like,
don't go
hip
knee down.
To knee.
Oh my Lord.
They don't go knee down.
576-7798. We are talking about a poll from just a regular dude. His name is Connor Arpwell. I don't know. He's on Twitter
at
Arpwell.
Nobody.
He's a dude.
Just a guy.
He's got 6,000 followers. He's a writer, editor, graphic designer, whatever. Put out a poll. Do you wash your legs when you take a shower? Somehow, this got to 842,000 votes. We're almost at 1 million votes here.
Yeah.
It's 80-20, and I want to talk to the 20% of people who don't wash their legs in the shower. What is wrong with you?
They are texting me, and here's what they're saying.
With their dirty hands.
It's exactly what I said. They assumed, sort of like, I don't know why I assumed this, but I assumed the poll meant knee to ankle. I don't know why I didn't think about your thigh, but I considered that lower leg for some reason.
All
and that's what a lot of people are telling me. that they don't that knee to ankle only if they did yard work.
Well, by the way, if this is because to me it's hip to ankle, but if it is in fact knee to ankle, are you too busy to do this real quick? 1, 2, 3, 4 as your shower time?
But it's
that you have that little water
in the grand scheme of the body.
Oh my
in
Lord.
Terms of what's going to get dirty and where you sweat.
Yeah.
Knee to ankle, probably not the worst part of
not
you.
Not wrong.
Now, I agree with you. It's not difficult.
Treat
20 more seconds.
What's behind your knee? That's your knee pit? That's gross and
sweaty,
too. Oh,
that's right. That is bad.
You got to wash that calf because you got knee pit juice draining
never
down.
Called it a, I've never heard it called a knee pit before.
It's disgusting.
But you're right about that. Yeah, the back of the knee is bad.
Treat it like your armpit. It's gross.
I'm telling you. These are the people that are texting me.
With their dirty hands.
That are saying thighs, yes, full leg, no. I got every other text right now is telling me that.
Jan in Independence. Jan, please tell me you clean everything.
Oh, my God. I wonder. Okay, are these people just brushing the front of their teeth? And are they just washing their pillowcases but not their sheets because of their hair? Are they just washing their scalp and leaving the rest of this stringy mess dirty? These people, I want a list of all the names on that so that I can stay away from them.
You know how, like, there's the, and this goes to an extreme, but whatever. You have the sex offender website where you know where everyone is.
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
I want to put in the phone numbers of all of these people who don't wash their entire body so I stay away from wherever they are in Kansas City.
But let me ask this, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but why is you not showering every day? Were better or worse than not, like, at least they're showering. What if you shower every day but you don't wash your legs every time? How is that worse than you who doesn't shower every day?
I shower pretty much every day,
but you didn't always.
I know, I've changed,
but I'm just saying
I realized my error.
There was a point of time where it was perfectly okay to you that you didn't shower every day, and you're not the only one. So, but to the people that are like, oh my gosh, you're the worst person because you don't, you know, clean half your leg every day, well, there are some people who don't shower every day, so do you criticize them?
Probably. Now it's even more important.
You know?
Now it's even more.
Now they're getting, what is wrong with half washers? Somebody said most of the time I forget to do knee to ankle.
Wait, what?
Do you mean you forget? No, you don't.
You don't forget. What are you doing where you're like, okay, get my hair, get my face, get my arms, get those armpits, get my torso, get the waist, get the and then get down to the knees and you're like, forgot what I was doing. Anyway, time to get out. Is that what your plan is in the shower?
I don't understand this text. Knee to ankle is about losing balance and falling in the shower.
Hold on,
like the justification.
Hold on to something.
Wicket, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No.
I'm starting to do that a little bit.
Really?
Getting more efficient about it, yeah. Like before the water gets hot.
Oh, yeah. I don't even get into the shower till it's hot.
Yeah.
No, I don't want shrinkage.
I clearly don't have to worry about that. anybody else brush their teeth in the shower?
No.
I'm starting to do that.
I think I probably did back in the day. When I would go camping and stay in an RV, I would try to do both.
Yeah.
But now I don't.
It's the illusion of saving time. It doesn't really, but it's the illusion of multitasking.
You're 2 minutes.
I always do it. And if you get out of the shower, then you're cold.
You brush your teeth in the shower?
Every time.
Do you skip your legs, by the way? Sam is like 6'6", so you
can't. He's a lot of legs.
You're a lot of legs.
No, I'm pretty OCD.
Right now we are finding out how gross you are in the shower.
Somebody just texted and said, I'm on a road trip with my boyfriend. You've sparked a heated debate. He does not wash his legs. I said, leave him.
He doesn't? Wait.
Leave him.
Leave him.
Leave him
your
wherever
answer?
You are.
Leave him?
Because what else is he keeping from you? Like, what else have you two never showered together?
You guys must be fresh at dating or didn't get hot and heavy on those first couple of nights.
Yeah, you didn't.
You didn't get in the shower together?
Huh.
Okay. But I mean, now granted, when you take a shower with your significant other, sometimes you shower, sometimes you don't actually shower. You know what I mean? You just kind of.
But there are two people there to get everything done.
Yeah.
And
I
so I would think.
Usually none of that gets done, Jamie.
You're telling me that like I may not know.
No cleaning is getting done.
Yes, Wicked,
usually.
I'm aware.
No cleaning is getting done.
Yeah, I'm aware. But you could. Yeah, I guess my point is you're just now finding out you didn't know how we showered.
I would, so, yeah, I mean.
But it's not something I would think to ask. Like on the eHarmony profile, is that something that comes up? It should.
Age,
you know,
whether you want kids, do you wash your legs? Do you zipper merge? And do you wash? How do you feel about zipper merging?
If you want to date Jamie, these are the things that should be on the list.
Things I didn't know that I needed to ask, quite frankly.
Do you zipper merge?
Well, not really. Like, do you think it's rude or do you? It actually is a really good opening line in dating. What's your opinion about a zipper merge? Because everybody's got an opinion about it.
There's a poll question. If you're just joining us, some dude put out random guy. It's gotten picked up by a bunch. 800,000 votes on it. Do you wash your legs when you take a shower? And 20% of these people, 840,000 votes, 20% don't wash their legs, which is disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. And then that just reminded me. What? Well, we don't have time for this now because we got other stuff to do. But later.
Yeah.
The story about the peeing in the pool.
Oh.
We got people asking, is it okay to pee in the shower?
Alone?
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
They're not making that distinction.
No, I don't have a problem with that. But that's another topic.
Somebody just said, I can't bring myself to do it.
Sometimes I can't bring myself not to because it's warm and relaxing.
Can't help it.
Yeah, I'm just going, you know. Let's go to Mark in Overland Park. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Yep.
Hey, so if you think just not washing your legs is gross, then you're going to really hate me. By the way, was that keyword to cast shallow or shower?
Shallow. That's funny, though.
Okay. Well, so I told your producer, I'm going to be 56 May 20th, and since before I was 18... I do not wash or soap anything on my body except for my face, my pits, my crotch, and my feet. I have never, since I was 18, washed anything else on my body. I never stink. And here's the real kicker. I've got the skin of a 30-year-old, and out at the pool, I get complimented all the time.
You don't wash anything besides the peas?
Yep.
And you sound proud of it.
You do.
I am, because I'm not dirty at all.
But why? Yes, you are. No.
But hold on.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Mark, what do you do for a living?
I'm a printer.
You're a printer. All
do
right.
Do you go outside ever?
Sure.
Do you live in Kansas or Missouri?
I live in Westport.
Okay, you live in Westport. I've been in Westport in July. And I've been outside in Westport in July, and I've walked around Westport in July, and I've sweat in Westport in July. Yeah.
Do you not sweat?
And guess what? Sweat rinses off you in the shower.
Right, it does, but if it's caked on and you get splashed by a Mark, you do you and you but I don't want to sit next to you on a plane.
Let me ask another question. Mark, you don't have to answer this, but you called us. Okay? You called us and you're offering up the information. Sure. So I'm gonna ask the question. Do you have sex?
Yes.
And you're okay with your level of hygiene?
Are you married?
For that?
I'm not married.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes. I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend. And he doesn't mind that that you don't shower?
He does not, because there's nothing dirty about me. It gets rinsed off in the shower. I was told years and years ago that soap is very hard on your skin, so I gave it up years ago. And Jamie said, well, you sound proud of it. I am. I look fantastic.
Mark, I look fantastic. I wish I could say that. Mark, does your boyfriend shower?
Yes.
Why does he shower with soap?
Well, it's just two different. It's just two different ways of doing things.
Are you guys happy?
Absolutely.
That's all that matters, Mark. That's really all that matters. Thank you for your phone call.
It's not all that matters.
I don't want to sit next to you on a bus, but that's really great. I mean, good for you.
Or a bar. Or like anywhere that's busy.
Yeah.
You think you don't smell, but we often don't know when we smell.
Leah's had to tell me a couple of times.
We don't know sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It happens. It does. Mark, thank you for your phone call. It's gross.
So
Mary's in Shawnee.
Talking about this.
You brought this one up, by the way.
Because it's a great debate.
Hey, Mary.
I hate it, but
Hello.
It's a great debate.
What's on your mind?
Wicked, you need to simmer down now.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Scott Parks.
Hey, listen, here's the thing. Not everybody has hairy legs. And if I had hair on my legs, I would wash them too. But it may be hard to believe, I shave my legs every time I shower.
I believe that.
A lot of women, especially in the summer, a lot of women do.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, here's the trick. If you do it every time, you don't get any hair growth. But I could see if I had wicked, he's where I got hairy legs, I'd probably wash them off, too.
I think Mary just called me gross.
By the way, you
no. You know what? Seriously, though, what I'd like to hear y'all bring up as well, I think people that don't floss are nasty.
I don't. We don't have time to get into that, Mary. I tell my dentist, look, I don't floss. I should. I need to. They have begged me. You're right, Mary. I just don't. Jamie, do you floss every day?
Only when I need to.
Yeah, I know.
Me only too. When I need to.
Yeah, and Mary finds that to be gross, and that's Mary's prerogative. I just don't. But I'm really, really glad we had this conversation in the lunch hour.
I'm glad we stirred some debate amongst people. Again, questions you didn't know that you needed to ask right here.
Put it on your fishing.
Whatever your profile is.
Your Bumble or
you
Tinder.
Throw it on there.
Match.com. Do you wash your legs? Read the story on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/981KMBZ.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.